Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Driving under different conditions. Poor visibility, as well as a wet or snow-covered road, often make driving difficult. On one hand, safe driving depends on your skills, but also on your ability to correctly assess situations. What's more, an important aspect is the condition of your car, especially the tires. In this chapter, we will consider traffic situations that often arise. Learning objective of this section: learn about the dangers of poor road conditions. Time needed: 20 minutes. Driving at night. Driving at night is more dangerous because you can only see parts of your environment. This greatly reduces your ability to perceive dangerous situations. There is also increased danger of meeting a drunk driver at night. It is therefore advisable to drive with more caution at night. You should pay attention to these tips. You should drive only so fast that you could still stop within the visible distance of your headlights. Enough distance to the vehicle in front saves nerves, and you can better see what is going on around you. If a vehicle is approaching, look along the right-hand side of the road. You should avoid looking into the lights of the oncoming vehicle. You should not look too far to the right, as otherwise you will not be able to see unlit pedestrians or cyclists in time. Only use the full-beam headlights if the traffic situation allows it. Your speed should still allow you to stop within the visible distance of the dipped beam headlights. Avoid dazzling oncoming vehicles or those in front of you. Switch immediately to dipped beam headlights if other vehicles are visible. Especially new drivers often forget this and dazzle other drivers. The minimum illumination of a full beam headlight is 100 meters, but must be dimmed no later than 200 meters before passing another vehicle. Driving at twilight. Briefly before sunrise or sunset, the sun is so low in the sky that you and other road users will be dazzled by its rays. Therefore, it is advisable to take sunglasses with you. Be aware that oncoming traffic will be dazzled if you have the sun behind you. At these times of day, it is much harder to drive. You can still see something, but often only silhouettes. It can also be harder to recognize moving objects. Since the 1st of January 2014, it is mandatory in Switzerland to have lights on when driving during the day. This applies to all motor vehicles, including those with two wheels. Driving with dimmed headlights or daytime running lights makes you easier to be seen by other road users. The lights will either be automatically turned on, or you must manually turn them on. In tunnels, at twilight, or in poor weather, it remains as up to now obligatory to turn on the dimmed headlights. Illumination with daytime running lights is in these situations not enough because, on the one hand, they are too weak, and on the other hand, they only point forwards. Tip: a clean windscreen makes driving in darkness easier. You will not be dazzled as quickly and will have a better view. Driving in fog. Fog reduces visibility and reflects light. In fog, you should not use the headlights as they can reduce visibility even more. If you are being dazzled by oncoming vehicles, then look along the right-hand side of the road. The white line painted at the side will help you to stay in your lane. In fog, it is harder to judge distances. As in all situations where visibility is reduced, you should adjust your speed to the conditions. If the fog is so thick that you can no longer see dangers, then it is advisable to stop where it is safe. This place must be far enough away from the road so as not to endanger other vehicles. Fog lights. Front and rear fog lights may not always be used. Only use them when visibility is less than 50 meters due to fog, snowfall, or heavy rain. Rear fog lights dazzle and should only be used if there is no vehicle behind you. If a vehicle can be seen, then they should be turned off. Otherwise, you will dazzle other road users. driving in rain, and on wet roads. Driving in rain or on wet roads can be dangerous. Visibility is reduced and the braking distance increased. The road can become slippery due to the mixture of dust, water, and oil. If you drive too fast, aquaplaning can happen. This means that the tires no longer roll on the road, but on a layer of water that is between the tires and the road. Tires with little profile are bad at displacing water on the road surface. Aquaplaning is extremely dangerous because the driver no longer has control over his vehicle. Steering and braking are impossible in this situation. In rain and on wet roads, more care is therefore needed. Driving in winter. Driving in snow is dangerous for the same reasons as driving in rain. Visibility can be greatly reduced in snowfall. On top of this, light can be reflected by snow and dazzle you. Depending on the type of snow, the grip is reduced. Be extremely cautious when driving on snow-covered roads and observe the following points. Drive slowly. Recognize possible dangers early. No sudden steering. No heavy braking. No sudden acceleration. Drive with dimmed headlights on. Keep a large distance to the vehicle in front. Driving on icy roads demands great care and lots of experience. A vehicle becomes uncontrollable on ice. Ice itself can have different effects. Be especially careful. On bridges, due to cold air, the temperatures on a bridge can be much lower and ice can form. In shadows, the temperature is also lower and lets ice form faster. On heavily used junctions, snow can be compacted by heavy traffic in such a way that it will turn into ice. Junctions are especially dangerous. Driving on ice and snow requires much practice, especially in dangerous situations. If you, for example, go too fast into a corner, a cool head and a correct reaction are needed.